The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. Which is a good thing that we're shifting gears to the Bucks, because it's getting a little ugly and chippy in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube comments. People telling other people to shut up.
Uh-oh, come on now.
Not very nice.
Saying,
let's have some disagreements, but let's be respectful. Yeah. I thought
you
that's what
disagree,
YouTube is all
but
about.
Not be disagreeable.
Exactly.
There's some Chicagoans that have infiltrated the conversation.
No, we want people in.
Well,
but
I think they're part of stirring up the ill will.
Why is that always happening in the Milwaukee comments? The Madison comments aren't nearly as feisty. They get feisty, but not nearly as feisty.
Well, we have a ringleader kind of in the ESPN Madison. Again, for whatever reason, they don't allow me in, even though I'm a subscriber. I can't see.
You're not a subscriber.
What is happening?
Then.
No, I am. I showed you that I am. I'm not going to fight you on that.
You never showed me.
You go to the ESPN Milwaukee chat and go fight. I'm not going to. So I want to say something here, and you guys can tell me where I'm right and where I'm wrong.
You're right.
I think that the Milwaukee Bucks made the right move in trading for Dalla Dame, even with all this said and done. I still believe that's what they needed to do. But you could play the results. It obviously has not worked. We're not going to sit here and pile on. Dame's obviously going to be dealing with, it's not officially official, but by all accounts, he's going to be down for a long time. And I think what is going to end up happening, I think Giannis is probably going to ask out. And that's when the Milwaukee Bucks as an organization have to think, well, they're never going to get the value back for Giannis. What Giannis is completely, there is no value to get in return for what he's done and how he's approached it. I now think you're going to have to package Dame with Giannis wherever you send Giannis if you decide to go down that route.
What is happening right now?
The season's over.
Your trade? So wait a minute.
Yeah. I think it's over, man. I do.
Why?
God, I hope you guys come back at me on Sunday and say, "What the hell were you thinking, old T?" That ain't gonna happen though. You're not winning two out of. You're not gonna win two down in Market Square Arena.
Uh oh.
You're not gonna win any at Market Square Arena because that's not where they play.
What time is it?
Yeah, it's Dunzo. Dunzo has made an appearance. It's over. And it was over, I think, even if Dame was healthy. It would have been fun to see how last night played out. I don't know if we're winning that game anyways, but it would have been fun. It didn't. It's not. It's not going to happen. And we have to come to grips with, what are the chances that Giannis is going to say, I want to stick with this, even with Dame being out? At best, he'd be back by the postseason next year. That would probably be at best, if all of this speculation is accurate, which, again, I don't ever want to be Twitter doc. So, at this point, you are going to reload, and if somebody is going to take it, you have to put Dame in that trade package with Giannis at this point. That is where we're at as Bucks fans, I do believe. It has not worked. It hasn't worked, and a lot of it is just bad luck. There's a lot of bad luck that has happened. And I think when I asked the question, would you be satisfied with one championship in the golden era of Milwaukee Bucks basketball, if you knew all of the things were going to happen the way they did, you would say resoundingly yes. Is it going to be looked at disappointingly in 20 years? I don't know. Because you got a banner. It's hard to get a banner. So I think we're at that point. I want Giannis to stay. I want him to finish his career as a Buck. I don't think that's going to be a feasible opportunity when everybody takes a look at where we're at with no draft picks, with an injury to our second best player that is going to be limited, and the Kuzma, that whole operation, it just ain't working. So this is what I think the road we have to go to, and that's where I'm going to have to take a long, hard look being an NBA guy. What are the opportunities? Right now, real early... Brooklyn and New Orleans are the two spots that I think we have to look at sending Giannis. That's where I'm at.
What?
Yeah. What?
Hey, Shams. Shams.
Yeah, well.
Shertoshia. What's going on here? What happened here?
I'm just sad.
First of all, I understand you're sad. I understand. Yeah. Everyone's disappointed. And for Dame to suffer what
I
want to
preemptively, Jason, I just preemptively want to get ahead of this. I don't want to sit here and let it linger.
So you're saying Brooklyn or New Orleans are going to acquire Giannis and a ruptured Achilles tendon of Damian Lillard together?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to have to be what happens here.
Is that how trades in the NBA work? Can we get someone who actually does know the NBA on, please?
New Orleans.
Jason, here's the deal. If we are going to trade Giannis, I'm obviously it's a gut punch, and it's going to set the franchise back. You can't sit with Dollar Dame. You're going to have to say you need to have Dame with you to go.
I think that's how trades work.
It can be.
Are they saying that to Giannis or are they saying that to the Pelicans?
The Pelicans. You're not going to tell Giannis that. Like that's Giannis can say, "I don't want to be here anymore. I think it's the best time for us to move it along. And you need to just go get a ton of picks. And I'm willing to take a shot bringing Zion in to get a little star power." That's kind of where I'm at. Brooklyn obviously has all of New York's picks. They have all these draft picks. I don't know if they have any young stars or if we're just going to reload. But right now, we don't have any picks. And is Giannis going to say, "I'm going to stay here when you're going to be eliminated for 3 straight years? I just don't envision that being the case. So I want to get ahead of it so I'm not sitting here crying in my soup in June and in July when they're going to be trading him. That's where I'm at.
All right. So first of all, Damian Lillard's contract, he is under contract for 25-26 with a $54 million cap hit slash apron salary. The 26-27, by the way, Damian Lillard is 34 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning 35 for next season. Player coming off of a ruptured Achilles,
allegedly,
most likely.
Let's be responsible.
Alleged Achilles.
He then has a player option for 26-27, and then he will be a free agent after the 26-27 season. Again, I'm not entirely sure this is not my lane, and quite frankly, I don't think it's yours either.
It's not, but I'm saying you understand why I'm saying what, because we are giving up. You know, we're not going to get anything close to value back when we trade Giannis. Like, we just won't. There's nobody, and that includes Doncic, that can do what Giannis does for us. I hope that Giannis is just content and wants to finish his career in Milwaukee, and we're going to rebuild, and we're going to do this around him. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And if it's not, I'm saying any package that you send Giannis, I do think Dame has to go along with it because you need a total reset as a franchise. Yes, Jesse.
Jesse Nelson, ESPN Wisconsin, Bullstream TV. Tausch.
Yes.
There's a lot of critique of Doc Rivers and the job that he's done as head coach and not having the team fully prepared for a playoff run. Where do you think the future of the Bucks and Giannis and Dame means with Doc Rivers?
Yeah, he'll be gone. He's gone. It's over.
And who would you propose bringing in? Maybe the Pelicans head coach or Brooklyn?
No, I don't know about all that. I think maybe you look at Hurley from Connecticut. Maybe I want to bring him
Dan
in.
Oh, Dan Hurley. He turned down the Lakers job, but he's going to come to Milwaukee.
Yeah. That's who I'd let you ask me who I'd look at. That's who I'd look at.
Dan Hurley.
You have to kind of, so
that's
you
your,
guys are laughing at
solution.
Me about this.
Trade Giannis this and Dame to the Pelicans and bring in Dan Hurley. That's the conclusion we're coming to here.
Hey, listen, you guys, hey, if you want to ostrich this, stick your head in the sand and just say, oh, everything will be great. Keep Doc. Let Dame come back on a blown-out Achilles at 35 years old, at $55 million, and you think Giannis is just going to say, that sounds great, I'm going to do it? Great. Keep your head in the sand.
No,
I pick my head up, and I'm looking like,
we're not saying that. But you,
no, you just did.
You know, hey, Costanza. Costanza. You're not.
This isn't a Barry Bonds, and this is
to take. No one's gonna take Damian Lillard off your hands.
If you're getting Giannis, you will. Yes, you will, Jason.
Who has the space to take on both of those contracts
Brooklyn,
at the same
Brooklyn,
time?
Apparently, Brooklyn and
New Orleans. Yes, they do.
UConn.
Hey, if Jason, do you see what Bridges from Brooklyn they got for him? From New York. What do you think, Giannis? And if Doncic had their GM actually talk to another team, they would have gotten 5 or 6 first-round picks. You don't think Giannis is going to get that?
I don't understand.
Of course he will.
Okay. I am
and
not.
And if I have to take Dalla Dame, who will still be a good player when he comes back.
In 26, 27.
That is part of the give and take of a trade when you get a megastar like Giannis. Yes. Yes.
I'm not going to pretend that I am an expert in NBA trades, but I don't like when Kevin Durant ruptured his Achilles. Was he traded then while he was rehabbing from his Achilles?
No, he opted out and he went to Brooklyn.
When Kobe Bryant ruptured his Achilles. He didn't like this. It's just a really crappy injury that
he rehabbed it and he stayed with the team.
Correct. Yeah. Why can't Damian Lillard rehab it and stay with the team?
He can. Do you think the Bucks, if Giannis gets traded, wants to have $54 million tied up in Dame?
No, of course
they don't.
They don't want him injured, right? Obviously, the Jets didn't want Aaron Rodgers injured either. But to see Damian Lillard hobble off the court last night, and for that to lead you to package Giannis, I'm sorry, I can't get through this, and Damian Lillard
to the Pellies.
To New Orleans for
or
Zion
Brooklyn.
Williamson.
Or Brooklyn.
It just seems a little overreactionary. That's all I'm saying.
Tausch's analysis of the Bucks down 3-1 with Dame's injury is bring in Dan Hurley and take a flyer on Zion in exchange for Giannis and injured Dame.
So here's what you guys don't understand. And I don't blame you for not understanding it. The emotions of this, I get. Like, we're all bummed that this happened
to
Dame.
You're feeling
I was the
too.
Dame guy.
We're all bummed.
I wanted
we're all
Dame.
Bummed.
No, I am. I just said
you
that I am.
You called it ahead of time. Mm-hmm. You were the first one on the bandwagon.
This is your
I
guy.
Wanted
but
Dame.
Now you're the
I
first
don't
one
mind that we
off.
Made because we weren't winning another championship at that point with Drew and with Chris Middleton. We weren't. So I love that you took a big swing. These guys haven't stayed healthy together. It sucks. It happens when guys get older. You now are at a crossroads as an organization. And again, I specify this with if Giannis is willing to stay, I want him to stay. I don't believe he'll be wanting to stay. So when you look at this, you have to, as a group, look at it and say, we need to start fresh. And is somebody going to trade for Dalla Dame with a blown-out Achilles? The answer is no. And if it is, it's going to be very limited. So everybody and their brother is going to trade for Giannis. Everybody will want Giannis Antetokounmpo. So as part of that, you're not going to get value back. You package that with Dame so that $110 million in 2 years isn't a part of the rebuild with the Milwaukee Bucks. That is all I'm saying. And for you to say that's completely unreasonable is irrational on your part. You have your head in the sand with the ostrich. That's all.
Okay. this is not my area of expertise, so I do not want to speak authoritatively, but I always thought that contract numbers do have to some degree, match up as well. Do they not?
A lot of these teams have a lot of cap space because they just went through what I think, unfortunately, the Milwaukee Bucks are going to have to go through.
Of rebuilding and being bad for a long time. So this is going to be like, you're telling me
We don't have any picks. We got no picks left. We went all in. You want to know what all in looks like? What Milwaukee Bucks did the last 7 years is all in. And you know what happens? Eventually, credit card bill comes due. And you're looking at it like, I don't even know where to start. You know where you start?
Is by forcing some team to take Damian Lillard and his ruptured Achilles allegedly. I just don't see this as a viable scenario. That's all. I don't think I'm an ostrich.
What are you going to do? What are you guys going to do when Giannis says he wants to be traded? And
I'm gonna
the Milwaukee say, Bucks
you
and John
take
Horst.
Dame too.
Yes.
Dan Hurley.
I will want an apology bigger than what Mel Kiper is going to get if Shador Sanders is first
the greatest quarterback in history. Yeah. Okay. You realize, too, I just saw something flash from the Carbless Talk and text line from Jerriott in Canton, Ohio, as well. I was going to say this. Isn't Zion Williamson hurt, like, all the time?
Yes, but I'm saying if you're going to do this, New Orleans is going to have to get rid of some salary back to the Bucks. And you might as well take a flyer on somebody
that was salary cap situation. I thought you had that all nailed
down. I know that they're going to hey, Ostrich, just put your head in the sand and get yourself a new shower. If you think your shower is one of the ugliest in Wisconsin, upload a photo to goodkarmabrands.com/WisconsinContest for a chance to win a free shower remodel. You heard me correctly. One lucky fan will win a free shower remodel from Kohler Services, including design consultation, demolition, and a removal of your existing shower or bath, and installation of a brand new Kohler Lugstone shower. Upload your photo by April 30th. You only got 2 or 3 days left. Need to get them in. We got some ugly ones, but I think you get a couple more ugly ones, and let's load it up here before the end of the month. Again, go to goodkarmabrands.com/WisconsinContest for your chance to win that free brand new Kohler Lugstone shower.
We're going to continue the show. I'm not really sure what's going to happen next right now. I'm going to just pull my head out of the sand and conduct the next segment of the program. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Ostrich and Tausch back with you. Is it possible that maybe in the pantheon of great ideas from you that this one is not as high as some others? Is it possible?
So, I mean, listen, I've had good ideas. I've had bad ideas. And again, this is all predicated on Giannis asking out, which I think the national speculation has been he's been doing this for 10 years. I think this is the first real viable time that he might. And if he does, do I think it's a bad idea to trade a 35-year-old guard that's making $55 million along with him to get this involved so that he is going to be tradable? Because otherwise he's not. And I don't think as a young rebuilding team you want to have $55 million a year in a point guard that's injured. I don't.
I agree.
That's the harsh reality of the league. So is it a bad idea? No. Is it going to happen? I think if you're going to get a Giannis Antetokounmpo in your franchise and taking over as instill in his prime, you're going to have to do some things maybe you don't want as an organization. That's why I feel the way I do. So it's not a terrible idea, regardless of Tim and regardless of Matty Kuhnen and everybody else. You can tell me that I'm an idiot, and that is fine. But let's see how it plays out.
Okay, and so
it's not a garbage idea.
And the reality is that when Giannis does not ask to be let go and move on to another team, we'll never be able to authoritatively say that Tausch was wrong about packaging Damian Lillard with him, because he's not going to be traded, and then you'll be able to say, well, if they had done it, that's what they should have done, because we won't be able to conclusively say that this was idiotic. Retired Navy fella.
Yeah, I like this. He's not
fans.
Killing me.
You know how much
nice.
It takes to get him to text in? He never does this.
I appreciate him educating me rather than just belittling me.
He's actually
I appreciate
he's
that.
A big
he doesn't belittle you.
Who
he
knew?
Just finds you. He just finds you to be frustrating at times.
A lot.
Retired Navy fella texts in on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Taush, trades have to be within 10% of total contract values. So if you send out $110 million, you have to bring in almost as much. Now, if you can get some expiring contracts, but again, Dames isn't really an expiring contract. He's got a player option for 26-27. Right.
You're collecting picks, the Bucks would collect. You're right. And, Jason, here's the deal. When someone is going to be getting a player of Giannis's ilk, there's going to be other teams that have to get involved too. So, yes, there's rules and regulations that I have not studied the CBA of the NBA. I haven't. But all I'm saying is when you're going to reload, this will be the time that you reload completely. If Giannis says, boys, it's been a great run, I'm out, everything needs to be on the table, including Dalla Dame, and I think that should be one of the priorities when you're getting rid or trading your best player in the history of your franchise.
Who has played a lesser percentage of their team's games over the last 2+ years? Christian Watson, Jair Alexander, Damian Lillard, or Zion Williamson? Those are all high-profile guys on their teams. It's just, I'm sorry, my thought went to when I saw him hobbling to the locker room, can't this team ever catch an injury break in the playoffs? Yeah. And even when they won a title, their best player had his knee bent the wrong direction and somehow miraculously didn't majorly damage his knee because he's Plastic Man, and he was able to come back and they won a title.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not Giannis missing time, now Dame getting injured. I mean, he just came back from the blood clot thing, and then he ruptures his, allegedly, Achilles. Like, Chris Middleton missing time. Giannis, like, what I would have liked to have seen after they won the 2021 title, well, honestly, I would have liked to have seen them keep Jrue Holiday, but again, they didn't do that. But I really would have liked to have seen what this version of the Bucks could have done when everyone was healthy. Last year, it was Giannis, who was never even close to playing. Now this time, it's losing. Like, look, they might have lost last night and gone down 3-1 anyway. Right, they weren't playing all that well early on. But I'd like to at least find out. I would like to have seen what the Dame-Giannis pairing could accomplish.
Yeah, all of us would have.
And we're not going to.
Reality is it didn't happen.
Because they're being traded to New Orleans.
Are we cursed?
You can't be cursed if you just want a title, though, right?
Are Wisconsin sports fans cursed? Yelly gets hurt, busts his leg 1 year. You look back in the 82...
David
series that was just on Roku.
Raleigh fingers.
Raleigh.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
David Bakhtiari, he's playing left tackle. We ain't losing to Tampa and having a Tampa guy get up on stage clowning us. That ain't happening. Rodgers doesn't have a bum calf. He can run. That Seattle debacle doesn't happen.
Yeah, you win 14,
You know what it feels like? It's not a curse, but it's almost like a deal.
What is it?
It's a deal with the sports devil where Wisconsin teams will always be consistently competitive and in the playoffs with bites at the apple, as they say, but you're always going to have to play one piece down. So would you rather be in the playoffs every year playing one piece down or healthy once every 4 years with a chance to make a run?
So you're playing chess with only one knight, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you're in it
every
year.
You're hoping for a flush.
The Brewers are there every year. The Bucks are in it every year. Now the Packers are still consistently in the playoffs every year it's like they're one piece down.
Taush, tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, would you?
A lot of buzz about the big old draft that was up in Green Bay. It was a great, great execution by the city, by the organization. Wonderful event. You know what? You're not going to find a great draft. You're not going to find drafts at Pella Windows and Doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick because right now you can take advantage of that no-interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your home's unique decor through seamless customizations. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal does end in a couple of days, So place your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
The folks in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube chat now have turned their attention to Doc Rivers.
Oh, boy. Not Dan Hurley?
Doc Rivers, yeah, I think criticism of Doc Rivers is very fair. And it's not just Doc. I think it's the hiring of Doc. I think all of that is fair game. Completely fair game.
I mean, in fairness to Doc, and he hasn't done a great job, but Dame was out. They were trying to figure it out. They traded Middleton. They're trying to figure it out with Kuzma and everybody. Then Dame comes back. Then Dame leaves. They're still trying to figure things out that they shouldn't be trying to figure out at this point of the season. Like, it's not his fault everybody's hurt this way.
Well, we screwed up in not hiring a kid that's in Cleveland. That's who we wanted to bring in. It didn't work for whatever reason. And you end up paying three coaches, and then you throw a Hail Mary to the lead analyst on ESPN to come in and hope. Danny
Hurley.
That's
not a strategy.
Line one. Danny, what you doing?
He's not even picking up.
Wonelli on line two. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the time. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make
I see my friend Dr. Rye, who is a big fan of the show. Is at the Pickler right
Love
now
it.
Playing some pickleball. We'll have to get him set up with a matchup with Matt LaFleur at some point. In the interim, let's play Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, I'm going to leave this up to you guys because we have time for one. Scott in Madison called in. He wants to talk Bucks with Tausch. Or we can talk about prank calls and your history with prank calls in honor of the Shedeur Sanders debacle over the weekend.
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to make the command decision here, and I want more insightful Bucks analysis from our resident Bucks expert, Mark Tauscher.
I'm just going to tell you, I agree with your decision. I want more fan interaction, and it's Monday. Monday is when we take calls. But I was pranked in a great way one time. Keep it. Write it down, and we'll get to it another time.
Tausch prank. I'm writing it down right now.
Scott and Madison, welcome to Wildy and Tausch. What do you want to talk about the Bucks with
Tausch? Let's talk Bucks.
All right, guys. This is not a prank call. I'm sorry. But the Bucks need to blow this up, okay? Unfortunately, Dame is owed $54 million for next season. He has a player option for $58 million for the following year.
Mm-hmm.
What I recommend that the Bucks do, number one, the NBA draft lottery is in 2 weeks, okay? The Brooklyn Nets currently have the highest odds of winning that because they have multiple lottery picks. Rumors are that Giannis likes Brooklyn. So let's just assume for the sake of this argument, Brooklyn wins that lottery, okay? The next day, the Bucks need to get on the phone with Brooklyn, make a trade, Giannis, for the number one pick plus the number 5 or 6 or whatever else that the Brooklyn Nets have. Then the Bucks can pick generational talent Cooper Flagg, and they could also bring home the Milwaukee boy, Cooper Flagg's teammate, Con Knuppel. What do you guys think?
The Tausch?
Duke Blue Devils of the North.
Can we get John Shire as the coach, too?
No, Dan Hurley's still
coaching.
So
I do believe, again, this is all predicated on if Giannis does not want to go, Giannis ain't going. I am
Correct.
Never going to Giannis and saying we're trading you. Ever.
Agreed.
So I want to make sure that is crystal blank and clear.
Does he like Brooklyn or New Orleans? I'm hearing conflicting reports on places he'd like to go.
Depends who you ask. Brooklyn, I believe he would like to be in the New York Brooklyn market too. I think that is another place, but we'll see. I think that is a really good starting point, but that's not going to be enough for Giannis. It's not. And I know some people in Brooklyn would say, we're not giving up Cooper Flake. Yeah, you will. Yeah, you will. Because Giannis is a dog, and Giannis is only 30 years old, and Giannis is the best player in the world. Okay? And he can change your marketplace. So I like the idea. The question I have is, do you talk about that? Because once that pick happens and you know you're getting him, where's Brooklyn's head going to be at? But my point on this is, you are going to, if Giannis is leaving and he wants to go, you do need to blow it up. It will need to be blown up. And if you do that, Dame has to be involved in it, because you can't put $114 million or $104 million, my math ain't great right now, into a player that is not going to be able to play for you. And he's not going to want to play for you because they're not going to be able to win. So that needs to be a part of this Giannis package, because it gives you the best chance to offload that money, and then Dame can be used as a piece later on for that team to trade as well.
All right, that has been your Bucks, seemingly an hour and a half, but it was really only about 20 minutes.
Do
we agree that this is where we're
at?
You think that this team needs to...
No.
Jesse?
No.
Jesse?
I think it needs to... But I think you can still keep Giannis.
Well, then you're not blowing it up if you have Giannis on the team.
Yeah, I'm not ready to.
What? I'm not here to tell you how to do your job. That's not what blowing it up is.
I don't want to blow it up like the Metrodome. I want to do it like a controlled burn. Like, we're going to take a lot of it down, but we're going to keep a little.
I think we're done here.
Stick your head in the sand. Keep your head in the sand.
We're blowing it up, but we're keeping Giannis. This has gone well. Hopefully your prize picks go better.
That's why we talk Packers as much. And again, I'm not going to belittle you two. You guys just don't know ball. I know ball. I won my prize picks last night.
I won two last night.
McConnell more. Giannis less. Siakam less last night. I had a hunch Pascal was going to slow down a little bit. He did. Price Picks the best place to get real money sports action.
Ball.
And use your sports opinions. I had my sports opinions. They paid off last night. It was beautiful. Price Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, and simple to use. More or less on a few player stats for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your money. You got playoff basketball. You got UFL. You got golf. You got the French Open coming up. You got every NHL hockey. You got it all. Don't miss your chance to cash in right now. Download the app today and use code WI to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 line. Again, that's code WI on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, run your game.
Dan Hurley.
Mercifully, we will wrap things up.
If you boys were gonna reload and actually go with a bunch of young players. You don't think Dan Hurley, who just won two of the last three championships?
Why are you asking
us? You don't think
us?
He'd be a pretty good idea to have on?
He wouldn't take the Lakers' job.
You don't?
LeBron.
Yeah?
I am not an ostrich.
You think Dan Hurley wants to get talked to by LeBron? Or
he's
you think
not,
Dan
not
Hurley
be there
wants
more
to do
than
his
a year
thing?
Or two?
If I may.
Yep. Yes,
I agree with Tausch. If you put together a young team because you blew it up because you got someone to take Damian Lillard
and then you
with Giannis.
By the way, you can't play until April.
We're going to wrap things up next.
Oh,
it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
Goody was honest. He had options.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
He had other players he liked. He had multiple trade offers, and yet he chose Matthew Golden.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
I don't normally say this, but after that whole conversation, I need a Coors Light, and you need to chill.
Yes. Yes, you do. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filter, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. And make sure, especially after conversations like that, that those mountains are baby blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, Tausch and I will not be here tomorrow. It will be Jim, Matt, and Molly in our time slot. I will join them for multiple segments, though. Hopefully we could talk more Bucks when I join them. That's it for us today. Don't be an ostrich. Be a goldfish. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.